Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes. It's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
So maybe you're wondering to yourself, what happens when a very lonely person inherits $1 million? And let's add to the mix that maybe this person is a little crazy. Well, I'm about to tell you. Tonight's story, Quietly Going Insane. Brad was a loner. His family was gone. Brothers and sisters, mother and father. His father was the last to die, leaving Brad more than $1 million. Brad was a 54-year-old factory worker who never got married. In fact, he never even had a serious relationship. He was contented with living his life alone. He didn't need anyone. Brad owned a small two-bedroom home in Pueblo, Colorado, where he spent most of his time watching cable TV and arguing about politics with complete strangers on social media. He developed a bleak outlook on life, but was a little on the lazy side and never did anything to change his situation. Brad's only companion was a cat named Virgo. Virgo was just a stray cat that started coming to his back door for food. Brad let the cat in, and he stayed. Brad quit his job at the factory the day after his father left him more than $1 million. He didn't even attend his father's funeral, but he did cash the check. There was no reason for Brad to go to work anymore, since the inherited money was more than enough to last him for the rest of his life. Brad made changes to his home. Using some of the money from his father, Brad upgraded his home. He purchased a large walk-in freezer, and he had it installed in the basement of his home. He also bought a generator just in case the electric power ever went out. He told the contractor who installed everything that he was into survival and wanted the freezer to freeze food. Brad also purchased a brand new 12-foot van, the kind of van that didn't have any windows in the back or the sides. He made changes to the van to create a prisoner transport vehicle, the same kind police use to arrest small groups of people at riots or bar fights. He installed shackles and chains in the back of his van, which bolted to the floorboard. He also installed video cameras in the back of the van so that he could watch what the prisoners were up to while he was driving. So what's going on here, Brad? Brad wasn't a cop, and he didn't need a prisoner van. What the hell was Brad up to? Brad also purchased lots of video equipment. He had cameras placed all over his house and even his front and backyard. He made and he kept recordings of people coming and going into his yard, such as the postman and the paperboy and, of course, his online purchases that were delivered on his front porch. He seemed obsessed with the comings and goings of other people who entered his space. He even kept their schedule and knew about when they were going to come each day, and he would watch for them, and he would record them. Brad was also into disguises. He bought a rubber face mask of an old man. He would use makeup to complete the look. He bought a walker so that when he went out into public, he was always in disguise as an old person who needed a walker to get around. It would have been obvious to anyone who was paying attention to Brad that he didn't have both oars in the water. Yes, Brad was a few French fries short of a Happy Meal. However, since nobody paid attention to him, all of his strange purchases and hobbies went unnoticed. Brad kept a video diary, but no one ever saw it. He would record his beliefs and random thoughts. Brad would go out on his back porch every day and drink beer. He would watch the sun go down and mumble to himself, then go back in and add to his daily video log. This guy was a car wreck looking for an intersection, but again, no one ever paid attention or even noticed. The authorities later learned that Brad went out on his porch to listen to the wind. In his video logs, there was evidence that Brad was claiming the wind was talking to him and giving him instructions. It was the wind who told Brad to install the freezer in the basement and to buy a van and convert it into a prisoner transport vehicle. The wind told Brad to install video cameras all over the house and yard. This was starting to sound like maybe Brad is a little dangerous to society. If you were thinking this, why, you would be correct. Each day, Brad would slip a little more into the crazy zone. He made videos that claimed the wind was telling him to start collecting human body parts. Brad would put his old man mask on and drive to other small towns and hang out at the bus stop. He would find people who were in desperate need of money and then offer them a job. He would agree to pay them in cash for simple chores. Once in his van, he would pull a gun on them and have them go into the back of the van through a sliding door between the front seats. He would have them handcuff themselves to his van's floorboard chains, and then he would drive them back to his house in Pueblo, Colorado. He would open up the garage door using his remote. He would drive his van into the garage and close the door behind him. He would leave the van running, and he would go into the house, leaving his victims in the back of the van, exposing them to the running engine fumes. It would usually only take about 20 minutes for his victims to die in the back of the van. He would then use a wheelbarrow to roll them to his basement door and dump their lifeless bodies down the basement stairs. Brad started collecting bodies. Brad would take the bodies he kidnapped and murdered and cut them up into sections and deep freeze them in his basement freezer. His freezer started looking like a human meat market with several heads and arms, legs and hands and feet. He kept all of the heads in one section. He had a section for arms and legs. Each body part had its own section. The day that Brad got caught, it had to happen someday. No one is perfect, including Brad. And since he had already killed more than 7 people, Brad had his routine down pat. It worked every time. In fact, Brad considered kidnapping and murdering as easy to do. Well, he would have never been stopped except for the one day that his van had a flat tire on the freeway. A state trooper pulled up behind Brad's van on the side of the road. The trooper put on his emergency light so that Brad could change his tire without getting hit by passing traffic whizzing by him at 70 miles per hour. The trooper got out of his car and asked Brad if he needed any help, and of course Brad said, "No thanks, I can change the tire." This is where the problems escalated. You see, Brad's spare tire was in the back of the van, where his latest victim was chained and gagged. Brad couldn't just open up the back doors to the van because the cop would see that someone was chained to the floor. So Brad had to open up the side door of the van and try to get the tire out, which was underneath the chained victim. This meant that he had to unchain his victim for a few seconds in order to get the spare tire out. And at this point, the police started getting suspicious that something wasn't right about this guy. The officer yelled out, "Why don't you just open up the back of the van? I'll help you get your tire out." And as the officer was talking, he reached for the back door of the van, and that's when Brad panicked. Brad quickly jumped over a guardrail and ran into the woods nearby. The cop knew something was wrong and quickly called for backup. The police discovered a girl named Lori chained in the back of a van. Lori was on her way from Great Falls, Montana to Amarillo, Texas. She was riding on a bus that stopped in Colorado Springs, and that's where she met Brad. It seemed that Brad convinced Lori to cash in her remaining ticket, and he promised that he would take her on to Amarillo if she would work for him for a day or two. Lori was a foolish 22-year-old that fell for the trick. She later said that Brad seemed like a really nice old man who couldn't hurt a flea, but once she entered the van, he pulled a gun on her and chained her in the back. Backup arrived and a manhunt was on. It only took about 30 minutes for the police to find and arrest Brad. After all, Brad wasn't exactly in the best shape for running through the woods. Police dogs had cornered him fast. Brad didn't even try to fight back. He simply gave up and was taken into Colorado Springs where the crime occurred. The police took possession of the van and noticed that it had been heavily modified with video cameras and chains. It was obvious that this van was built to kidnap people. The police learned the truth. During the questioning, the detective noticed that Brad was a couple of sandwiches short of a picnic, so they brought in a psychiatrist who got Brad to spill the beans about his crimes. A search warrant was served on his home in Pueblo, where they found all of the dead victims' body parts. They started trying to identify everyone who was killed and discovered his video diary. They learned that Brad was completely insane, and he believed that he could construct a new person using all of his body parts. His plan was to construct a girlfriend, companion, who would never nag him or leave him. Brad claimed that the wind told him how to accomplish this task step by step, and that Lori was going to be his last victim. If it wasn't for the flat tire, Brad's killing spree would have never been discovered, and you wouldn't be hearing about this now on the Creepy Show podcast. If you ever find yourself at a bus stop and a complete stranger comes up to you offering you a job, do yourself a favor and get back on the bus.
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror.
Ha 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 ha